Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivasesha Sanyavadi Praskachadi Satarane Nama Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nivasesha Sunyavadi Praskachadisatarane
Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guram Vaishna Sri Rupam Chakradatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Vam Sajivam Chaktaitam Sāvadhūtaṁ Parijanā sahitaṁ Krishna Chaitanya devaṁ Sri Radhā Krishna padaṁ Sādhana Ravita Sīdhi Sākhārnitān Shtāṁ Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityānanda Sri Advaita Gadādhār Sivāsadī Gaurata Bhinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaurata Bhinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Yeah. Hare Krishna and welcome to the Hare Krishna Hour. This is your weekend 1 hour of Krishna consciousness brought to you every Sunday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. exclusively on 93.6 FM. I'm Atreya Rishi Das and I'll be your host for the next hour. Hello listeners, last week was the Vyasa Puja celebration of my dear host Guru Maharaj, Holiness Swami Saraswati Das Goswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna Hour, we'd like to dedicate this show to Guru Maharaj to honor his lifetime of service to Srila Prabhupada. Also coming up on our show this morning, we have our regular studio guest, his grace Ishwara Puri Das, who leads us with a verse and purport from Bhagavad Gita as it is. And then we have a Krishna story read to us from Krishna book by Krishna's favorite devotee, Puja Morar. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the next hour of blissful Krishna conscious radio.
Oh, Hare Krishna, and welcome back to Bhagavad Gita As It Is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today we continue with the third chapter after talking about the Yajna Chakra last week. Today we speak on an important lesson in self-realization. Human life is very rare and is meant for the purpose of self-realization. Giving up material desires and engaging specifically and solely in the purpose of self-realization. Although this is true, it's certainly difficult. Who can give up all material desires and simply engage in self-realization? If we have material desires, and certainly material desire is there, then the process is not bad. Rather, one can take part in the process in the initial stages of karma yoga. One can execute one's work, in that way fulfill one's desire, but offer the results unto the transcendence, unto Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in that way purify oneself of the material desire, and at the same time make spiritual advancement. Human life is for the purpose of sacrifice, in other words, for the purpose of satisfying the Lord by sacrificing the fruits of one's activities for His pleasure. Human life is certainly rare out of all the species that are on earth, and it is put to good use when used in sacrifice for the Lord's pleasure. Otherwise, the Lord says, Evam pravartitam chakram nanuvarta dayaya Akhayur Indriya Ramo Mogham Partha Sajivati. My dear Arjuna, one who does not follow in human life the cycle of sacrifice thus established by the Vedas certainly leads a life full of sin. Living only for the satisfaction of the senses, such a person lives in vain. According to the estimation of the Supreme Lord, if one's human life is simply used for sense gratification, just as the animals do, then our human life is one lived in vain. Whereas human life has the rare opportunity for self-realization. If we misuse this opportunity, then such a life is said to be one of vain. As we continue to perform our work for the pleasure of the Lord, we will gradually be purified of all our material desires, and thus one will come to the platform of Atmarama, taking pleasure completely in the transcendental happiness. In this stage, one need not perform any material activity. It is said, Yas Pratma Ratireva Syad Atma Triptas Chamanava Atma Neva Chasantustas Tasya Karyam Navidyate. But for one who takes pleasure in the self, whose human life is one of self-realization, and who is satisfied in the self only, fully satiated, for him there is no duty. According to the material desires that we have as part of our material conditioning and psychology, we therefore have a certain duties to perform in this world. When we seize our material desires, then naturally our duties in this world no longer exist. For one who is thus satisfied simply with transcendental spiritual happiness, for him there is no other duty in human life except to worship the Lord and realize one's own nature. However, being satisfied and having no material duties does not mean that one does not need to perform any activity. One can still perform all activities, being situated above them. If one is able to perform one's work in this detached spirit, then one's activities go without sinful reaction. And doing in this way, the Lord is pleased. Their great kings, such as Janaka, the father of Sita Devi, who performed all their duties simply for the sake of educating the people in general. and therefore one should perform one's activities even on the liberated stage for the sake of instructing the world in general. This is an important lesson that we can all take from this section of the third chapter. Yad yad acharati shreshtas tat tad evetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokas tad anuvartate. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow, and whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. This is an important lesson. If we are an individual who has some influence, such as a parent or a leader or a teacher, then whatever actions we do, people in general will follow us. Even an individual in society, just by being part of society, he has some influence in what goes on in society. Whatever I do as a member of society generates such principles within the society, and in that way I perpetuate the type of society in which I live. Therefore, a lesson which Krishna makes in this verse is that one should always lead by very fine example. One should be a very refined person in moral character, and in this way all the world should certainly pursue that. If we lead by good example, that will set a very high standard for others to emulate, and when others do that, we will restore the moral constitution of people and community. And in this way, we will relieve the world of so much burdensome immorality. Government and leaders and teachers may try to remove this immoral code in people, but they are facing this problem due to the poor example set by leaders themselves. So if we would like to change the world, we should start by changing and reforming our own character and leading by very fine example. In this way, we will be able to positively influence the world and bring about great positive change. With Krishna consciousness comes all good qualities, and we encourage everyone to take that up and perform your work as an offering to the Lord, sacrifice the fruits for His pleasure, at least as much of it as you can, in a practical way, and in this way live by good example. This will give rise to a new generation of the very refined and morally ethical people. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Today's story is entitled Mother Yashoda Tells Krishna Uttaro. Once upon a time, two demigods named Nalukuvera and Manigriva went into Lord Shiva's garden next to the Mandakini River. They drank a lot and listened to the woman singing there. Then they all went into the Ganges River full of lotus flowers and enjoyed themselves just like elephants splashing in the water. Suddenly, the great sage Narad Muni happened to come that way. The two demigod sons of Kuvera did not even cover their naked bodies properly, nor did they pay their respectful obeisances to him. To teach them a lesson, Narada turned them into trees in the garden of Nanda Maharaj. After many, many years of living as trees, they would see Krishna face to face and be good devotees of Lord Krishna again. One fine morning, 36,000 years later, Mother Yashoda was making butter. Krishna climbed into her lap to drink her breast milk. She smiled, enjoying the beauty of his face. Suddenly, she remembered the milk on the stove in the kitchen, which was about to boil over. Quickly, she put Krishna down on the ground and ran to the kitchen to take the milk off the fire. Krishna had not finished drinking and was very angry. With red eyes and false tears, he broke the butter pot and took the butter away to eat nicely in a quiet corner or by himself. Mother Yashoda came back from the kitchen and saw the broken pot, but did not see Krishna. After looking all over, she found her naughty little son taking more butter from the sink she had hung from the ceiling. By this time, he was all covered with the butter he had eaten and was feeding the rest to the monkeys. Krishna was looking this way and that in fear of being caught. Yashoda came with a stick and he ran away very quickly. She chased him to all corners of the house and yard. When she finally caught him, she started to tie his hands together with a piece of rope, but it was a little too short, by 2 inches. She got more rope from the house and added it, but found it was still not enough. She got more and more rope, but each time she tried to tie the last knot, she saw it was always about 2 inches short. How was this happening? She became so tired doing this again and again. Then Krishna finally let her tie him up with her rope, without playing any more tricks. She left him tied up to the mortar and went inside the house to finish her work. Krishna thought to himself, Mother Yashoda first put me down without feeding me enough milk. I broke the pot of yogurt and butter, which I gave away in charity to the monkey. And then she tied me up to the wooden mortar. I shall have some fun and do something even more naughty than before. He had his eyes on 2 Arjuna trees in the yard, and he just thought of breaking down those 2 very tall Arjuna trees. Little Krishna, dragging along the wooden mortar behind him, crawled straight through those 2 trees. But the large wooden mortar turned crosswise and got stuck between them. Still, Krishna pulled and pulled and pulled the rope until the 2 trees fell down with a big sound. Crash! Out of the broken fallen trees came 2 beautiful demigods, Manigriva and Nalukuvera, shining like fire. At once they bowed down to baby Krishna to offer their prayers. Lord Krishna, who was so tied to the wooden mortar by ropes of Mother Yashoda, began to smile and said, You are very lucky. The great devotee Narad Muni has blessed you with pure love for me. So, this is your last time in the material world. Now you may go back to your father's house in the heavenly planets, where you will do devotional service to me and go back home to Godhead in this very lifetime. They bowed down again and again after walking around their beloved Lord, and they left for their homes. All the while, Lord Krishna was still tied up with ropes. By this time, all the people from Gokul Vrindavan came running to see what had happened. The small children playing there said to everyone, Krishna came straight through those 2 trees and the wooden mortar got stuck between them. Krishna just pulled and pulled on the rope until the trees finally fell down. 2 very dazzling bright men came out of the trees and began to talk to Krishna. Nanda Maharaj just smiled and untied his wonderful child. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
That we must always remember that we are representing him. Especially in our devotee community. When we receive initiation, we receive a spiritual name, Shri Dharma Das. And we end up the name is given, like PSDG, it's like our surname. And that name is with us always. So how we act and how we say things, what we say, we must remember that it has a direct impact on our spiritual master, we're going to call it to the negative. So our words, our actions, and our behavior must be based on peace in our spiritual master. I think this is an important thing to remember. So, I'm going to conclude again with the last paragraph. Guru Maharaj, on behalf of all your disciples, on behalf of your Shisha disciples, on behalf of all the devotees whose lives you have touched over the years, I want to say thank you. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for your sacrifices, the hardships that you went through for our sake. Thank you for your caring. Thank you for listening to our small time problems, and thank you for the brilliant example that you are setting. Thank you.
Thank you. I went into the temple and I noticed that there were lots of pots because the engagement was right after lunch, and usually somebody brings the pots upstairs back to Prabhupada's quarters and washes them, but this time it was a rush. So I offered to bring the pots up to the apartment. And when I got up there, Uchudananda, who was in the kitchen, said, you know, you're not supposed to be up here unless you're initiated. So I was so embarrassed and so flustered, I didn't know what to do. And I noticed that at the corner of my eye, that in Prabhupada's greeting room, he was sitting there. So I didn't know what to say, so I just turned to Prabhupada and said, I didn't mean to say it, but I said, well, yes, so that's what I came up to talk to you about, initiation. So he was very calm and serene about it. And he said, can you follow the principles? And I said yes, although at that time I only had given up smoking. But I said yes, I could do it. And he said, all right, you can be initiated in 2 weeks with Bob. And then the day before initiation, I didn't have any beads yet. So I was streaking beads. See, in those days, we didn't have tulsi, so we would all buy these red beads at Tandy's hobby store and string them ourselves. And I was asking some of the devotees what was the meaning of initiation, and they were saying, it means that you agree to serve the spiritual master, you accept him as God, and you agree to serve him for the rest of this life and eternally thereafter. Oh, okay. And then I thought I would dress for the occasion, since it was a special occasion, so I wore my tight black jeans and black turtleneck shirt. Then at the initiation ceremony, I didn't know Prabhupada's pranam mantra yet. So when he handed me the beads and told me to bow down, I didn't know what to say about being bowed down. So he said Nama, and then I said Nama, and he said Om, I said Om, he said Vishnupadaya. And that way we went through the mantra. And then he said, your name is Jadarani. And Jadarani is the original queen in the Jada dynasty. And Krishna appears in a particular family, although he is eternal, to glorify that family of devotees. And he appears just like the sun. The sun is always there, but it appears in the day and disappears at night. So Krishna appeared like that. So I was honored to get the name.
In the picture.
And the Charitamrita Marathon, we asked him maybe 1,000 questions, many letters. Not only letters, but because Prabhupada was traveling around the world, and you have a 2-month marathon, and each book has to come out in a week, you can't start writing to India and wait for the letters back. So sometimes Ramaswara would call in the questions and ask Paramahamsa Swami, who was Prabhupada's secretary. He would ask Prabhupada the questions, call Ramaswara back, and then Ramaswara would bring the messages back to us. Sometimes I would write the questions in my handwriting, and somebody would be going to India, like Nitai would be going to India to bring one of the volumes to show Prabhupada that it was already published. And then Prabhupada would give the answers, and they would write a 1 or 2 word answer in between my handwritten lines. And that would come back by another devotee who had just come back from India. So everything was going very fast. We'd ask him maybe 1,000 questions at that time. But now in 69, we asked some questions for each painting. So Prabhupada was very encouraging, and he said, if you discuss it amongst yourselves and use your discretion, that will be better than asking me. In the same letter, he answered one of our questions to show that asking Prabhupada is better than using our own discretion. And that is, we were doing the painting of Krishna fighting with Jamavan. Now, in the Krishna book, Jamavan is addressed as the king of the gorillas, and also as Vrksharaj, which means king of the bears. So the question was, Is Jamavan a gorilla or a bear? And Prabhupada answered back that he's neither a gorilla nor a bear. Just like somebody may be named Krishnadas or Krishna, but that doesn't mean that he's Krishna. so he may be called the king of the bears or gorillas, but that doesn't mean he's a gorilla. Otherwise, how could his daughter Jambavati have been beautiful enough to become Krishna's wife. Then he said he was like a big, strong man of your country. So in this way, we got further instructions about Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness also in our knowledge that we're fully dependent on Prabhupada to know anything.
कृष्णकां जदा जदा ही धर्म संक्लानी भवति परित्राणा साधुना विनाशाय दुष्कृता कृष्ण इज डू बिजनेस फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल टीचिंग दीज रेस्कल्स हैव फॉरगॉटन कृष्णा दैट वी आर वेरी इंटीमेटली रिलेटेड आई एम द फादर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज सो यू कम टू मी कम टू होम यू विल बी हैप्पी I'm not poor. I can provide you with all necessary, that one can provide everyone with necessaries of life. Actually, he's doing what government is doing for the cats and dogs and the ants and the trees. They are not doing anything, rather they are cutting. When there is jungle, for that paper mill, they are cutting all the trees, no protection for the trees. They are all cutting the throats of the cows and animals for eating. So the government cannot give protection. Nobody can give protection. Only Krishna can give protection. Therefore, we should always seek the protection of Krishna. That is our security. Not any other thing. So, Suhit means Krishna is Suhit. Suhit means who always... I mean, trying for our welfare. He comes himself. And even though we do not accept, Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritajya Mamikam Sarvati. Manmana Bhavavad Bhaktavad Jaji Mam Namaskuru. He gives plain advice that you always think of me, become my devotee, offer your respect, obeisances unto me, that will make your life perfect. But we shall not do that. We shall not do that. We shall think of so many other things, but we will never accept thinking of Krishna. We shall become devotees of so many rascals, even of a dog also, but we shall never become devotee of Krishna. This is the position. We are devotee, our master, to our wife, to our children, to our country, to our society. But as soon as you say that you become devotee of Krishna, he is enraged immediately. What nonsense you are speaking. I have got so many work to do. How shall I become devotee of Krishna? This is the disease. This is the disease. Therefore, Krishna ultimately says that you give up all this nonsense. And if you surrender unto me, then I shall give you protection. Naturally, just like we are preaching Krishna consciousness. We are not devotee to the people in general, then why you are preaching? We are devotee. We are actually devotee. Without any motive. Any so-called political leader, he has got some motive when he becomes devotee of the nation. He has got some motive. But we have no such motive. We simply say plainly that you become happy by becoming devotee of Krishna. You are now devotee of your last anger and illusion. You have become devotee of so many things, rascaldom. You simply become devotee of Krishna. Then your problems will be solved. Kamadina katidhana katidha palita dunnidesha. We are devotee somebody, but we are not devotee of somebody. We have got some motive. Just like now it is coming to expose so many leaders. They got election, pretending themselves devotee of the nation. In everywhere, not only in your country. But actually they are not devotee of the nation. They were devotee of their own lusty desires. That's all. That if I occupy this post, then I shall be able to fulfill my lusty desires. Nobody is devotee. Devotion is only applicable to Krishna. If somebody is proclaiming himself that I am devotee, servant of my nation, of my society, of my wife, of my children, all false. Yeah, nobody is devotee. Everyone has got some motive. Even the intimate relationship between husband and wife, there is some motive. The husband has got some motive and the wife has got some. As soon as the motive is not fulfilled, divorce. No one. Take another chapter. This is going on. You see? This is going on and therefore, in the name of devotion, in the name of love, in the name of faith, they are trying to satisfy their own senses. This is called illusion. And he will never be happy so long he will try to satisfy his senses. And that is the truth. They will never be happy. Because I have given this example, the parts and parcel of your body. If separately the part and parcel of your body wants to satisfy itself, it will never be satisfied. The only means of satisfaction is that the part and parcel conjointly work and satisfy the stomach, and then it will be satisfied. Similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. If we want to satisfy ourselves, our senses, independently, we shall never be satisfied. This is the fact. You have to satisfy Krishna, and then you'll be satisfied. This is the problem. Rishikena Rishikesa Srivanam Bhakti Ruchya. Because actually the owner is Krishna. I am claiming this is my hand. It is not my hand. It is Krishna's hand. He has given us to use it. So if I don't use it for Krishna, then it will be criminal. It will be criminal. Jagnyarthi karmanatro, lokayam karma manna. Simply for Krishna you have to work. And if you work for your sense gratification, then you will be entangled. This is called karma bandha. Il will entangle more and more. Javat mano vai karmanu sakta tavat namanchati diha bandha. So long he will be, sense gratifying minded, because everyone's mind is absorbed in the thought of gratifying his own senses. So long we shall be absorbed in this type of thought, then we have to accept the body. Either human body or other body. There are 8,400,000 different types of forms and body. So we have got different types of desires also, because we are Prakriti Kriyamanani Guni Karmani Sarvasa. We are under the most material nature. As the material nature has got the most defined modes, goodness, passion and ignorance, you mix up these three into three, it becomes nine into nine, it becomes 81, 81 into 80, it increases. Therefore we see so many varieties of life according to the mentality. So if we work on power according to the dictation of the mind, then we become entangled. And if we work under the dictation of Krishna, then we become free. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.
Well, folks, this concludes another hour of Krishna Conscious Radio. We at the Hare Krishna Hour sincerely thank you for joining us. Ramatreya Rishi Das, wishing you always blissful Krishna Conscious week ahead. Take care and don't forget, no matter what happens, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Bol.
Transcendental vibration by chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the sublime method for reviving our Krishna consciousness. As living spiritual soul, we are all originally Krishna conscious entities, but due to our association with matter, from time immemorial, our consciousness is now polluted by material atmosphere. In this polluted concept of life, we are all trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but actually, we are becoming more and more entangled in our complexities. There is no need of understanding the language of the mantra, nor there is any need of mental speculation, nor an intellectual adjustment for chanting this mahamantra. It springs automatically from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in this transcendental sound vibration without any previous qualification and dance in ecstasy. We have seen it practically. Even a child can take part in chanting, or even a dog can take part. The chanting is exactly like genuine cry by a child for mother. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.